Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so who do you want? If the Warriors do get to themselves to a spot where they're going to make a trade, who do you want?
I guess the only one I would want would be Giannis.
Giannis, okay.
And not Jimmy Butler. And I'm with Tim Kawakami, who joined us yesterday and said the same thing. And beyond that, Brandon Ingram is a no. And, I mean, whoever else might be available, it's a no for me.
Here's the difficulty of the spot the Warriors are in. And it's not just two things. It's sort of almost like a triangle. You know, you could stand pat, and you could say, we're gonna go with what we got, and we're gonna throw a lot of different things at you, and we'll be a really good defensive team. But a lot of people in their NBA sensibilities go, okay, I like that. I don't know if that's really gonna put you in the favorites chair. You might go somewhere, probably not terribly far. How does that idea sit with Steph Curry? Probably not great. Then there's the next obvious answer. Everyone goes, well, Giannis. Okay, but do you understand, even just in terms of salary, you're talking about gutting the team.
Oh, yeah.
Gutting the team. So there is...
It's Wiggins and probably at least three more guys.
Yeah.
Maybe four more.
It's Kuminga and it's Looney. And it's GP2.
Yep.
It might be Pods also.
Like, maybe Melton.
You cannot take any more money back in your direction than what you're giving up. It's not just your trade machine salary swap. The Warriors are up against the apron, less than $1 million
to go. And
they're
hard capped.
They're not allowed to go over it. So you would have to cover Giannis's, I think, what is it, 48 this year? You'd have to cover that with what's going out. And probably give up draft picks as well. So you could do that, and then you're very, very top heavy and fancy. Oh, you'd be fancy at the top. But now you lose your strength in numbers and your depth and your defense and all of those things. Is there someone else? Not Butler, not Giannis. Just that simple, like, two or three for one where you get a piece that makes you go from really good to great. Is that out there?
Maybe.
I mean,
we don't know who's out there, but you're talking about a guy who's making between 25 and 30 million.
Probably. It depends on how the deal is structured. Just for conversation's sake, let me throw out a name at you and see how this grabs you. And I would imagine most of our listeners are going to go, wait, who? Because he's still a young player. Turns out, though, he's with the Brooklyn Nets. And he is in the exact same position that Jonathan Kuminga is, which is that he's a fourth-year player, and they wanted to talk extension. They decided not to do it, so he has gone into this season in sort of prove-it mode, could be a restricted free agent at the end of the year. Is he in the Brooklyn Nets' plans going forward? I don't know. His name is Cam Thomas, and he is a guard. He is a two-guard, and he is a scorer. He's scoring 23 a night right now. This is somebody who can create his own shot. Now, a couple of problems, and they're not small problems. Number one, he only makes $4 million this year. So what on earth could you offer them that would make them say, yeah, we'd like to give up on Cam Thomas, and all that needs to be returned is $4 million. Now, could you add in another contract that maybe they want to send toward you, and that way they could get a Kuminga and a Wiggins off of your roster or something like that? That's number one. But number two is Cam Thomas's, shall we say, not known for his defense?
Sure. Yeah.
Work in progress is the latest phrase that I was given. And last year, he was objectively awful on the defensive end of the ball. And he's still a very young player. And it makes me think of you know, the commentary that we had from the Warriors just recently with regard to Jonathan Kuminga, where, was it Ron Adams? Was that who it was? Was it Ron Adams who came on and was like, you know, Jonathan is a young player, wants a contract, and so he forgot about the defensive side of the ball for a little while. But now he's moving it back to center. Could they do that with Cam Thomas? The only reason I bring his name up is if you scan the league for the second scorer, somebody who can legitimately give you 20 a night, there's just not that many people who are going to be available at all this year.
Agreed. And right now Cam is averaging, I think you mentioned it, 24 a night.
Yeah, almost
23.8 right now. And he's a guy who can absolutely fill it up. Not a really efficient scorer, 36% from three, not great from two. He can shoot free throws though, which is something to keep in mind.
Nice.
But if you're Brooklyn and you want to make a deal like this, you're going to want to attach something to it. And I'm looking at Brooklyn, and I look at Ben Simmons making $40 million.
Yeah,
and if I'm Brooklyn,
I thought of that.
I'm saying, okay, you want Cam Thomas. Guess what you get to have with it? Or you could take Bogdanovich, who's making $19 million, also expiring. Dennis Schroeder's making $13 million, expiring. If you're Brooklyn, you're looking to get rid of something else with your young player. And if you're not going to sign Cam Thomas long-term, and I don't know if they are, but they're clearly rebuilding. They want picks, and they want controllable assets, and they also want to get rid of some of this crap that they have.
Yeah, now here's the
thing.
And
they got some crap.
They got some crap. Everybody got some crap now. They're looking to get rid of them. And now Ben Simmons is expiring, though.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know that actually helps Brooklyn. Like, they want those expiring large contracts because it gives them flexibility. So when you see someone dump a contract, it's usually something that they feel is going to kind of be around their neck for a few more years.
Yeah.
So I was looking at their salaries also, and there are some names and Claxton and, you know, but I really don't know. I don't know who Brooklyn wants. I don't know if they know yet who they want. They may want Cam Thomas.
Well, they should. I mean,
maybe
if they want to,
I don't know yet if he's a winning basketball player.
Right, but
like, just because
you don't
know if
he's going to be a winning basketball player until you have a winning team around him. Like, is Jordan Poole a winning basketball player?
I would argue no.
Well, he's won, and now you look at Jordan Poole this year,
but not,
and he's taking steps forward toward being a better player than he was last
year.
So can Jordan Poole be a winning basketball player? Yeah, he'll never be a winning basketball player if he's your one, but if he's your three, you can win with Jordan Poole.
Well, but that's the point. He's not the three in Washington. He is, in theory, kind of the one.
Well, the point would be to keep him to a point where he is the three.
Yeah, but
and that's what you want to do.
I don't know if that's what Jordan wants. I don't know if Washington has the people to sort of push him down the board. Like, that's the whole thing in the NBA structure that's always difficult. I think it's why Andrew Wiggins ended up being largely, I know he frustrates people, but he's largely been a wonderful addition for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, champion.
He won a championship. And it's because no one asked him to be a one. And quite frankly, no one's really asking him to be a two. He could tuck into a spot where he could play hard on defense. There wasn't an overwhelming amount that was asked of him on the offensive end. And when he does have a big scoring night, it feels like this massive bonus for your team. But you're really only counting on him for like 15 points. You're never asking him for 25 or 30.
Right.
If he does it, yay. But if not, it's okay. You can still play. Everybody needs to find that number with their organization. Are you a one? Are you a two? Are you a three? What's the good fit? And of course, the problem often is nobody sees themselves as a two or a three. They all see themselves as a one because they want to be paid like ones.
Right, right.
But not everybody can handle that. Most can't.
Yes, and if you're Cam Thomas and you're looking at what you're doing right now and you basically are Brooklyn's one and you want to be paid like Brooklyn's one, I'm sure he'd rather stay there and get paid and let them build around him as opposed to get traded to, for example, Golden State. And if he becomes a Warrior and it's Steph and Draymond and Wiggins are still here, well, now he's not going to be able to make $40 million
a year. Correct. Text line is loving the idea. A bunch of different texters. Thank you for listening. Just sent in the name Robert Williams, the big guy from Portland.
Yeah,
who was in Boston before that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Often hurt.
Exactly.
Often hurt.
But the Warriors, if I'm out there looking for a player, and if we're not going to go big game hunting, if we're going medium game hunting, find me a big. Find me somebody who can do what Kevon does, what TJD does, but maybe at a little bit more productive rate, productive level. And if I'm going to go out and get a player, I don't need another wing. We got wings coming out of our wings.
Mm.
We need a big.
But do any of them offer the ability to say, I can give you 20 a night whenever you need it? Whenever you need it.
Probably not.
Snap my fingers, I'll give you 20.
But I don't think any player who's out there is a guy that you want to go out there and acquire.
You might be right.
And Cam Thomas is great. It's a great name, and those are great numbers, but he doesn't come in here and immediately you don't want him to give you 20 a night.
Probably not.
Right.
I mean, part of this exercise is to get to the point of like, this is great. I'm so glad they're 9-2. I don't think there's a great trade out there, even though they might need one at some point.
Right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.